superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Microsoft Teams. When there's more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team.
On the show.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Some women's groups were wondering why you would bring Antonio Brown in. Have you had conversations with anybody on that front? And what would you say to them about that?
The Rich Eisen Show.
I've answered that one a few times, Rich, and all I can ask them to do is trust me on it.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, ESPN college basketball analyst Jay Billis. Coming up, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt, host of the Knuckleheads podcast, Darius Miles and Quentin Richardson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. We are now 6 hours away from the NBA draft starting. We had Jay Billis on last hour. He thinks it's going to be Anthony Edwards, then James Wiseman. 1-2 tonight, meaning the mothership motherlode. It would be LaMelo Ball being drafted by Michael Jordan's Charlotte Hornets. I asked Jay Billis about that would mean that Michael could then school LeVar one-on-one and end that whole conversation of LeVar having a better one-on-one game than Michael. He could beat him in one-on-one. Jay said he hadn't thought of that and then went all in on LeVar and wanted no part of talking about LeVar Ball, so I moved on. You, sometimes as a professional broadcasting interviewer, you pick something up from somebody you're interviewing, you move on. Then we did have some fun with Jay. He broke down all four candidates in our poll question. That's at Rich Eisen Show. Which fictional basketball character would make the best NBA prospect? Jimmy Chitwood from Hickory, from the movie Hoosiers, Teen Wolf, Sidney Dean from White Men Can't Jump, and then Warren Coolidge from The White Shadow. He chose Warren Coolidge. Who do the Rich Eisen Show listeners and viewers choose at Rich Eisen Show?
All right, at Rich Eisen Show right now, guys. Warren Coolidge is at the bottom, 13%.
Wow.
Sidney Dean, 18%. Jimmy Chitwood, 26%.
Teen Wolf's winning?
Teen Wolf. I mean,
our audience loves Teen Wolf as an NBA draft prospect, 43%.
All right, let me hit this with the old retweet. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how could you not love the Teen Wolf?
I'm going to hit this with a retweet here and tell everyone to call us 844-204-RICH.
I mean, he's a little undersized.
Come on, Teen Wolf.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did he dunk in that movie, too?
Yes, he jumped and dunked. I believe.
Well, Mike Del Tufo wanted Air Bud to be placed into this hopper.
Air Bud was, I looked at his tangible, like I went online and
his
I did
tangibles,
some
and in, he I think he's all about the intangibles.
Intangibles man. More
he's
about,
a good boy.
Yes, he's a good boy, he's but good boy. That's about it. He only bumped in one shot. From all the video I could find, so I had to take
bumped
him off my list.
In one shot.
Yeah, with his nose. He nosed it.
I'm well aware how Air Bud shot hoops.
He only scored one bucket?
Yeah, he only had one bucket that I could find.
Let me just say this. I am, as you know, for now a fifth month running, best dad ever.
Running on a post?
I have run. Well, I mean, I know that I've had a lot of competition. but I have seen Air Bud multiple times. Air Buddies. I've seen Air Buddies.
Air Buddies.
I've seen some. There's been some movie. I forget what it was because that it just was so off the charts. It was Air Bud dealing with aliens coming to the planet. My daughter wanted to see it a second time. I have seen much of the Air Bud series, man. Yeah, there were aliens coming down and.
I had no idea they made a
spaceship involved. I'm like, what's going on here? What the hell's happening?
Air Buddies. Oh my! I had no idea this even existed.
Dude, there's many Air Buds.
There's a lot of Air Buds. Yeah. There's Air Bud Golden Retriever. That was the sequel, the follow up.
I mean, I don't understand. Like what? Air Bud would be like a rescue dog all of a sudden.
Air Bud. The original came out in '97, yes. And then they streamlined a sequel.
Of course they did.
Air Bud.
golden receiver. Sorry,
golden receiver.
So he
was
a two-sport player?
Yeah,
I mean, come
so he played football. He played football.
Two sports.
How about that?
The Deion Sanders.
Yes, the Deion Sanders of canines. Yeah. Very good. Very, very good. Also, Kyle Brandt's going to join us from Good Morning Football. His guest on his podcast, 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt, that drops today on The Ringer and Spotify. Matthew McConaughey joins him.
All right.
As you know, he joined us a couple weeks ago, and he's one of our favorites. I will definitely be all in listening to a conversation between Kyle and Matthew McConaughey. My conversation with Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles comes up in hour number three here on draft day. And again, we're 6 hours away. Nothing on Giannis, right? That whole conversation that Giannis could be in play for somebody who wants him, second overall pick. Nothing. Zero, right? Nothing.
Nothing.
Man. That whole conversation that you heard on Northern California on...
I think it was the ABC station.
ABC station up there after a playoff game that had nothing to do, obviously,
to
with
do
the
with
Golden
them.
State Warriors, talking about how the Warriors are all in on Giannis. That's the one team that can pluck Giannis away. Stick Giannis out there in that beautiful arena in San Francisco. Send Wiggins in the number two overall pick.
It was Larry Beal and Donald Foyle.
Is that who it was?
That's who it was.
Donald Foyle. Yeah. I haven't heard that name in a while.
From Colgate.
Well, that's not happening. Right now? Would that be ridiculous if that happened tonight?
Like, it would be insane.
Off the charts.
It'd be the biggest draft day move ever.
You're not hearing anything on that.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine that happening now.
You're hearing more about Harden going to the Nets because that's what he wants.
Yesterday, there was a Celtics rumor that they might get in the mix. That's why they asked.
For Harden?
Yeah, that's why they asked Gordon Hayward to move back his deadline for opting out of his contract that he's got left. And they were going to move him. They have 3 first-round picks, and they were also dangling Jaylen Brown, and they were going to try to get another team involved.
See, now, this is, again, you know, my philosophy is you have a plan. You're like Coach Dale with your plan and your leather satchel,
right. And
you stick to it. Like, why would the Celtics blow everything up for James Harden? Now, that's why I said, why would the Heat blow everything up for Giannis? And everyone's like, well, look, you're out of your mind. Of course you do that.
Yeah, and Kemba Walker, too. So
why would you
do Boston's big three would be Harden, Tatum, and Marcus Smart. Is that enough to win the East?
Maybe it would be if you're preventing Harden from going to Brooklyn.
But is that better than
the Heat?
Kyrie and KD, everything that the Heat has going on right now, and then Giannis, Middleton, Drew Holiday, and Bogdanovich.
No.
And the Sixers.
And the Sixers.
Yeah.
The East suddenly becomes loaded.
I know. If Harden goes, Harden's going to wind up in Brooklyn. Dude, get ready for it. Ugh. Everybody get ready for it. James Harden wants it.
Yeah, but I'm with you what you said on Monday. Like,
I don't
love it as a fan.
That's the way it goes in the NBA. If the player wants it, the player gets it. Because I don't want, you know, we'll send you out. Because last thing we want you to be is here. Not wanting to be here. And let's go. You want to get out, you'll go. That's the way the NBA operates.
And then last night, Shams talked about how the Rockets and Wizards are talking about Russell Westbrook for John Wall.
John Wall's another guy that's just making
absurd amount of
money. Is he the Kirk Cousins of the NBA? Just making an absolute ton of money?
John Wall's been injured, but I don't know.
That
seems crazy. I don't know. I don't see how that's a win.
You winced when I said that, by the way.
Well, I don't know how that's a win for either team. It just seems like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
Get ready for Harden to wind up in Brooklyn. He says he wants it. In the NBA, when a player says, I want it, the player usually gets it.
I don't know why everyone's so afraid of that, though, right?
Because it stinks,
well,
man.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, just real quick, just because, you know, the presumptions, like, people look at Kyrie and they think that he's crazy and toxic and that Durant can't win a ring on his own and that Harden's a choker. So that's what everybody says about these guys. So if you think that, then why do you care if all three are going on the same team?
Oh, because I don't ascribe to any of those narratives. You know, I don't ascribe to any of those narratives because Kyrie, what is a malcontent, right? Or whatever. He still made that shot against the Warriors, didn't he? Okay.
Yeah.
And then Durant's this, that, the other thing. why the hell wouldn't you go to Golden State if you're all if Jerry West says come over here and so does Kerr and Steph and Draymond and Clay, and they're all like, we're open arms. Remember all that thing when Durant was going there? Well, this Clay will be pissed.
No.
This guy will be pissed. That guy will be pissed. Towards the end, obviously, it didn't. There was some discord within that locker room, but not before they won everything multiple times.
Yeah.
So
people just love the trash talk.
And then Harden, you know, Harden does need to win a ring, don't you think?
Yeah.
Or he doesn't, because he's still one of the greatest offensive players statistically around, and he's generationally wealthy. For the Harden family, will never have to think again about a dollar or a cent.
Hopefully not. Yeah.
But just in terms of basketball,
no, I know.
Yeah, he'll always
sure
be
part
known
of him,
as
part of him would want to wants to win a ring, and he not only does he want to win a ring, but he also wants to have a good time. Clearly, yeah. Go move to Brooklyn and play with these two guys, and he's, I'm telling you, get ready for it. As soon as I heard he wanted it to happen, and he actually just told the Rockets, "I want this to happen,"
yeah,
and that, you know, Woj can, you know, report all he wants that the Rockets think that they can repair the relationship. I'm not saying that Woj is off, clearly. You know,
yeah, but
what I'm saying is that it could be said by as many people as you want. The Rockets want to repair the relationship. If James Harden wants to play with Durant and Kyrie, he's going to play with Durant and Kyrie. That's the way things go in the NBA. In the NFL, like, hey, you know what I want to do? I want to go play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now.
Harder, right?
Well, you got to get cut first.
Yeah. And you got to...
You're not going to go
to waivers.
No one in the NFL basically says, I want out of here, and I don't want to play over there. The only way you got to do that is the Antonio Brown exit, which is go nuts.
Yeah.
So my whole it's point a different league.
My whole point on that was just how people just – they talk so much trash about these guys. And it's just like, come on, think about it. Like,
well,
you
also
don't want this to happen if you're not a Nets fan. Like, trust us.
And as a Knicks fan, I want this to happen in the worst way, because I want the Knicks to get crushed locally. And whatever needs to be done to get Dolan to figure out that he's not wanted there anymore by the New York fan base, you know, and whatever needs to be done to make him feel like it's not as much fun to own the Knicks anymore, because that's what it's, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's competitive as the next guy or gal. But whatever needs to happen to make him think, this just isn't that much fun anymore. I just want to take my harmonica and put on my Schmecky hat post-pandemic and travel the world and play awful music for people. And, you know, that whatever needs to be done to basically let him own 50 other businesses, whatever needs to be done to create the environment in New York City where it's not as much fun for him anymore. And it won't be fun for him when post-pandemic, knock on wood if you're with me, fans aren't showing up in that beautiful, awesome mecca of Madison Square Garden where I grew up and fell in love with sports and music.
Yep.
Okay? Because everybody's like, oh, I got to go see Durant and Kyrie and James Harden take on the Sixers, take on the Celtics, take on the Heat, take on the Lakers. The Lakers are in town. I got to go see them play Durant and Kyrie and Harden, not Barrett, Knox, and whoever they're going to draft tonight that I've never heard of. I'm sure I've heard of him. But you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, he
eighth
sells
overall.
The team. Are you going back?
Who?
Well, if he, the day comes
the
when
minute,
Dolan sells.
Are you kidding me? The minute he sells the team, you know, I hope I'm alive to see that one day. The minute he sells the team, I'm back in.
Okay.
Of course, he's the reason why I wouldn't set a toe in that arena anymore. I have principles as a Knicks fan, as somebody who loves Charles Oakley, as somebody who loves that franchise, who grew up adoring Bernard King. Mm-hmm. And seeing, I get goosebumps thinking of that noise, the noise in Madison Square
the
Garden.
Reed banner.
When LJ hit that three and one.
Big L.
Just seeing that place jump, watching The Last Dance all over again, and seeing the best chances of all time go out the window in this documentary. It hurt. So I'm back. Yeah. But this, again, this is not about the Knicks. It's about the Nets, and it's about the NBA, and it's about Harden wants it. He's going to get it. And everyone should get ready for it. Let me take one call before going to break here with Kyle Brandt. Let's go to Ray in Houston, Texas. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Ray?
Hello, sir. Good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, I've been listening to the show for quite a bit.
Love it.
And I love you guys.
Thank
I love you.
You
guys, yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And in the past, when you've kind of praised the Dolphins I wouldn't say immediately, but soon after they go in the tank. So I'm asking for a favor in terms of just holding back the enthusiasm.
Hold on a second.
Maybe the last 4 weeks.
Right. You think I'm a mush? I'm no mush. I called my shot on two of you. Haven't lost yet. Your defense special teams is playing. You're a cohesive unit.
This is great. I love it.
Yeah.
I love the I love where it's going.
You should.
But, I'm just hoping, just pull it back a little.
No, look, Ray, come on. No. You need to. Ray.
Yeah, go for it.
I get it. The Jay Fiedler years, he wasn't Marino. A.J. Feely, he wasn't Marino. I get it.
Chad Pennington.
Even Chad Pennington, you knew that he wasn't Marino. You knew Brady was going to come back from the knee injury and everything would go back to the way that it was. I don't need to go over and over and over again with the Dolphins quarterback situation.
Right.
Embrace the fact that you have indeed found a generationally talented player at quarterback who has a national, if not international, following because of the way that he plays and the way that he conducts himself, that people, if they don't know, will fall more in love with him. He's your quarterback. Congratulations. Yeah. Embrace it. Yeah. Don't look for the trap door. Don't.
I'm just cautiously optimistic is what I'm going.
That's
going
fine. Here, That's fine. And I hope I don't make you wince when I keep talking about my Tua love.
No, it's fine. The praise is good. It's just, those last 4 weeks that I think are going to be the true test.
I know. And if it doesn't work out, you know what? It's house money. This is house money. You got him. You got his feet wet. You got his beak wet a little bit. He's tipped his toe in the pool and he's stuck his whole body in it. So enjoy it. Okay.
Also, one last thing.
Sure.
The Adam guy, I was listening at the end. please, Adam, I forgive you, man. But you don't dime out your coworkers, too.
Oh!
Ray.
Yes!
Drop the dime, baby.
Oh, Ray, I love you. All right, thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
I forgive Adam.
No. We're all family here.
He's the pizza rat.
Thank you, Ray. We're all family here. The fact that you guys had conversations after I was not in studio, after I left to go home for the day, that you guys talk about pizza and this and that and life in general, whatever. I love the bonding. As somebody who sits in this chair, as somebody whose name is on this show, as somebody who loves you guys as I do, there needs to be a team environment. It's healthy. I get it. I love it. But the fact that none of you thought, hey, when we're going to get all this pizza, and Rich loves pizza, Rich loves Chicago-style pizza, that Rich is actually here every day. Nobody thought, let's include Rich. Let's ask him if he wants a pizza. Or when the pizza comes, maybe when we've ordered 12, one should be given to Rich. And I find this out yesterday. I'm totally outraged, and you have now delivered pizzas to me on my desk on live first hour television and radio, like Rudy, putting them on the desk, and clapping for me like Rudy. When I hate that movie, I get it that you're giving me grief back.
No, man, that was
when
love.
I'm showing you my vulnerability over being put on the pay no mind list.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
So,
this is really dramatic now.
No.
It's really dramatic.
No, it's not.
We need the soap opera music.
It's not.
Where's the piano?
It's not. There's a reason why that was the most watched video that we put out yesterday. Well, because
it was
hilarious.
No, but everybody's got coworkers who, when they leave people out, or they love the fact that I'm the boss and I potentially learned where I stand in the pecking order with everybody around here. There's a lot of reasons why it's of interest to people.
Squad goals.
So I, later on in this hour, I had something planned as well. You planned to drop pizzas on my desk in the first hour.
Because we
thinking
felt bad.
That absolves you of...
Our conscience is clean.
It should be.
Even though my name was never mentioned.
No. Your conscience...
Rockman, stop saying that.
Your conscience has been rectified.
I slept great last night.
Okay. Yeah. So
I actually did.
I didn't. I've been up since 1:30 in the morning. That's how bad
I appreciate that.
I still
need to figure out how to handle being, if you will, the boss in charge here and having this happen on my watch in the studio.
Keep up the ruse.
Okay, so later on in this hour, Later on in this hour, I've got somebody calling in to help give me advice on this.
Uh-oh. Dr. Joyce?
But first, I've got Kyle Michael Brandt Crowley on hold. Let's take a break and have our great usual Wednesday conversation with the co-host of Good Morning Football and the host of 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt podcast with his guest Matthew McConaughey this week. Kyle, coming up. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. With Together Mode, you can bring everyone together in one space in the same virtual room. You can bring the power of true collaboration to your projects with Whiteboard, drawing, sharing, and building ideas in real time, all on the same page. And with Large Gallery View, you can see more of your team all at once with up to 49 people on screen, all at the same time. You can even raise your hand virtually so everyone can be seen and heard. When there are more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. What do you say to somebody?
So that happened just now?
Yeah, I just got it. I got a text during the first segment. I'm like, why is my phone buzzing? Rejects my trade. Very kindly, by the way. Very civil.
That's nice.
Very civil. Oh, very nice.
But it's ludicrous that he would reject that trade offer.
I need a running back. I asked for Miles Sanders and Alan Lazard for an exchange for DK Metcalf.
That's insane.
He loves Sanders. He won't. He says it's the first choice. He was their first round draft choice.
Is he an Eagles fan?
No, not at all.
That's weird. That's a pretty even deal.
I'm a Stan Pat man. I can't trade DK Metcalf.
Who are your running backs now?
Mike Davis.
By the way, McCaffrey's out.
The Judah Maccabee of literally, it's now, you know.
He's out this week, so
he's
you're
the
good.
Judah Maccabee of fantasy football because officially, Hanukkah, as you know, the oil burned for 8 days. This is now 8 weeks of fantasy value for Mike Davis.
Nice.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Love my Wednesday chats with the co-host of Good Morning Football. His 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt podcast drops on the Ringer and Spotify every Wednesday. Today's episode is with Matthew McConaughey, our buddy Kyle Brandt back here on his Wednesday spot. How are you, sir?
Well, Rich, I'm full. Okay. Brockman and Del Tufo overnighted me some Chicago-style pizzas yesterday.
You are welcome, Kyle.
You're welcome,
buddy. It was so generous of them. They said in appreciation of all the work that I've put in this fall, they wanted me to make sure I was well-fed. And thank you, guys. Thank you.
You got it. You got it. You're part of the team, Kyle. You know what
Did
I mean?
You give some to Kay and everybody else?
Yeah, absolutely. I sent him to Schrager. Will have five or six, and then Nate will
Peter too.
And
Nate
half
yep.
of a pizza, and then Kay's all into it. She's from
Perfect.
Chicago, so it's
Perfect.
Nice that the guys that Perfect. You appreciate
sure.
send the pizzas to. I could not thank you enough. It was an early holiday present.
Sure,
you're welcome. Yeah.
You know, awesome. Kyle, I appreciate that. Like, let's just say if Michael Davies was around your set every day, let's just say that, okay?
Sure.
The one of the top notch producers in the entire business. The man who put you all together for Good Morning Football. What if you all got together and decided to get some pizza and didn't include him? Would you do something like that when you knew that he loved pizza? Would you do that, Kyle?
It's just so inconceivable, Rich, that you appreciate the people who put you in those positions. Not only would there be pizza, I think we would have the garlic knots.
Yes.
Maybe some wings, pitchers of beer, and then if it was Michael Davies, we'd go out and we'd all play tennis and work on our one-handed backhand, which is a master. So it would be a great experience as workers and as the godfather that put us together. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. And then once the you did in fact give that maybe after forgetting, it doesn't wash it all away, Kyle. Right.
Yeah, and in retrospect, Rich.
Yeah.
Maybe I have the facts wrong. It was only one or two pizzas, right? That you missed out on.
No, 12.
No.
Oh, 12. A whole dozen pizzas.
Yeah.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot
it
of food.
It reminds me, Rich. I don't know about you, but occasionally I'll make the terrible faux pas as a husband. Mm. I actually made it just an hour ago, where I'll come home from errands or work or whatever, and I'll walk in the house and I'll have a sandwich under my arm or a salad or something.
Yes.
And my wife will say,
"What's up?
Where's mine?"
Right.
And I just freeze, a deer in headlights, because I didn't think for 1 second to get her one. And it's because I'm an inconsiderate jerk sometime. But I would certainly never do it with 12 whole pizzas for someone that helps, put a roof over my head.
Well, I do have here a man in T.J. Jefferson who lives by himself, a man in Mike Del Tufo who is divorced and had an Emmy thrown at him and broken in many pieces by his ex-wife.
True.
And I have a man in Chris Brockman who's just beginning to become a grown man with a baby and somebody. You've been living with Sarah now 2 years, right?
Like, 2+.
There you go. Yeah. So, I mean, he's coming around. He's coming around.
They're not even like the dregs pizza, meaning like, you know, they send you 12 and two of them are the veggie that no one wants. You guys couldn't have even given that. The pepperoni and sausage, I get it. But it's like the crappiest donuts in the box that no one eats. There must have been some of that left over for Rich.
But we chose our pizzas, though, Kyle.
You never thought, though. It's just it never dawned on them. It never dawned on them.
I won't say it never dawned on
them. Okay. It just, you know. I've got something planned for after your segment, Kyle. So I'm looking – I mean, literally, the next 34 minutes of this show are going to be great because our conversations are always fun. And then the finish, they have no idea what's coming their way. None at all.
Good. It's so relatable, Rich. I mean that. I mean, you could ask, you could ask Darius Miles about the Pizzagate, and he'll have takes.
Darius Miles and Quentin Richardson would definitely get pizzas for each other. They go back to their AAU days. That's what happens. You know, I've known Brockman for Del Tufo longer than Brockman. Even.
I mean, a long time, Rich.
I know.
So they're more at fault than me because
No. Okay. It's you know what? Again, let's put a pin in this because we're going to hit this hard, as they say in the television business, towards the end of this hour. All right, Kyle. The story of the NFL entering Week 11 is what? I'll give you the
full
scope. I'm
really excited for Chiefs-Raiders, Rich.
Me too.
And I don't think I've said that, I don't know, since I was in college. I'm really excited. I think this is the biggest Raiders game in about 3 or 4 years. I really do. Back that 2016, they had a great season, and Carr was good. And they had a Thursday nighter at the end of the year. I think it might have been Week 14, and they played the Chiefs, and they just got crushed. And it was Alex Smith and Spencer Ware, and they I feel like have not been heard from since. This is a big deal. If they sweep Mahomes, I mean, you go 2-for-2. It validates Gruden. It validates Mayock. It validates Carr. It is not an Oakland Raiders moment. It's a Las Vegas Raiders moment, and it would be complete shock and awe. I don't even care if they go to the wild card and lose the Raiders. 2020 was the year they swept Mahomes and make him bleed twice. And, you know, Rich, we got Busgate from Victory Lap Gate after the game. I'm way, way into that. I like that even Andy Reid was a little chippy about the Raiders taking a victory lap around Arrowhead Stadium, and Gruden was next questioning people. I mean, this is really, really good stuff. And I have a prediction, not a game prediction, but I have a feeling that when and if Tyreek Hill scores a touchdown in Las Vegas this weekend, I think he and his fellow wide receivers are going to do a team bus celebration in which they do laps around the end zone. There's heat on this game, and it's so fun to talk about.
I agree with you, man. I agree with you, and I've already called my shot, barring any COVID or injury related issues between now and then. I'm called my shot and say the Raiders are going to take it. And
I love it.
I did. I called my shot, and, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I still think the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC right now. But you do throw records out. These are the games in which, you know, Amari Cooper, catches 200 yards, even though he doesn't catch any yards against anybody else, which is what was happening before he became a Dallas Cowboy. I mean, I've seen them in person. I've seen games where the Raiders did, in fact, I believe – If I'm not mistaken, they did win a Thursday night football game when they were winless against the Kansas City Chiefs who came in. I've seen these things in person. So I know you can throw records out, but to me, Sunday night has the possibility of a crowning in a way of the running back in this league who nobody really talks about, and it's Josh Jacobs. I think Jacobs arrives with intent. I think when I first saw him start running, and I gingerly mentioned this to Mayock, because whenever I evaluate and do comps, Mike always gives me that evil eye because that's not my lane. But to me, he looks like Zeke. He's got Zeke ability. He's big. He's strong. He gets stronger in the fourth quarter. He wants it in the fourth quarter. And he's also the way that Carr doesn't wing it around 40 times. I'm looking to see him on Sunday night. That's what I'm looking to see.
I am too. It's the running back position is my favorite one, and Josh Jacobs is fantastic. If anybody wants to look at him and want to see what he's all about and pull up the tape, it's a couple weeks ago, and it's Raiders Browns. It's at Cleveland. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. It's totally off the radar. No one watched this game because it was really low scoring, 16-6. The Raiders win. Josh Jacobs was over 30 carries, which is something of an anachronism. You don't see that anymore. And they just decided it's windy as hell. We're not going to throw it. And I don't think they can stop Jacobs. And to your point, it's everything that you want from the combine, from the game tape. It's the shoulder is lowered. It's finishing runs. He doesn't run out of bounds. He's mean. He's good. And when we start saying, well, let's look at the top running backs in the league. Kamara's amazing. Derrick Henry's amazing. You know, Christian McCaffrey's kind of hurt. Like, Josh Jacobs is nowhere in that conversation. If they beat the Chiefs with him, with the Chiefs coming off a bye, Josh Jacobs is a superstar, and I feel like John Gruden is the face of this year. I'm so excited for it.
Kyle Brandt here on the Rich Eisen Show. Drew Brees is going to be out for, I mean, look, I know we're hearing 2-3 weeks. He's a 41-year-old man with a partially punctured lung and bruised ribs. It's Jameis's time here. I know Taysom Hill, there could be some run for him here. How do you think this affects the NFC moving forward?
Well, first I'll relate to Drew. Drew Brees and I are the exact same age, almost to the day. I think he's like 6 days older than me.
Okay.
2 years ago, Rich, I was skiing. I was clumsy. I took a really bad wipeout, and I cracked two ribs. I had to be the guy who was, you know, I skied down on one ski. It was a mess. I cracked two ribs. And if anybody listening has never broken ribs or had never had any kind of issue, you think, ah, it's ribs. You got 24 of them. What's the big deal? Unbelievably paralyzing, to the point that when you have cracked ribs, if you sneeze, that is a real problem, because you can exacerbate the injury. You can be in crazy pain. The doctors give you kind of like a routine to go through if you're going to sneeze. We have to get down, hug your ribs, and hold your breath. And that's just sneezing. I'm not talking about getting hit or throwing touchdowns. So I sympathize completely for Drew Brees, and I think it is going to be a while, considering he also has the punctured lung and everything. So I don't think he's going to be back soon, in my opinion. Now we get to ride on the Jameis Express, and I got to tell you, I am so excited. Rich, I know you were there calling that game, the Bucks Texans last year in Tampa, and it was all this talk about, I don't know, can Jameis figure it out? We never know what we're going to get. First play, you remember what happened?
Pick
six. Jameis Winston.
That got called back due to a penalty.
I think the danger here is that I've seen a lot of comparisons to Teddy Bridgewater going undefeated last year and coming in relief duty. Teddy Bridgewater is nothing like Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston is a chucker. He is dollar store Brett Favre, be damned. He's going to throw it and throw it and throw it, and I don't buy any storyline that says, well, he's calmed down and he's changed his stripes now. He's Drew Brees. He's a chucker. And I think this is going to be fantastic theater over the next month.
Well, I mean, here's the theater, Kyle. I already said, because I like, you know, the NFL's a narrative generating machine. I've seen tons of narratives. Yeah. And I can see them coming from a mile away. I can already see a successful Jameis Winston calling into question Drew Brees' arm strength again. That, whoa, this is what it looks like when you can throw it 50, 60 yards downfield. Like that is coming. That is coming. I don't know about Monday morning, but Monday I don't know, but I'm seeing it coming, you know, and then because Teddy Bridgewater last year, it was definitely not a question of, okay, it's Drew's team, right?
Sure.
This time around, now it's 41 years old, and we did have 4 weeks of wondering whether he had the arm strength or not, and he came on our show one week ago yesterday. And bristled like people who say that, you know, don't know the defenses are in front of me. Yeah. And he's right when he says that. I'm not saying that this is a correct narrative that's coming down the pike, but you can, I mean, we could make bets on which show and which broadcaster will be the first in on this. If there's a place in the town where you think Sunday Night Football will be lit, that there is a place to place a bet on it. I would venture to say who would be the favorite in the top two. Right now,
yeah.
For this,
that should be the draft about who in the media, who's your first round pick, who's going to say, "Hey, look out, Drew Brees, maybe you should stay on that sideline." Because I got to be honest, Rich, the game hasn't even happened yet. I heard something this morning that was to the effect of, "Now Sean Payton will be unshackled. Now Sean Payton can really coach the offense he wants. He can do Taysom. He can do Jameis."
That's
he
the precursor.
Sean Payton has been weighted down. I've heard it already.
That's the precursor. Yes, those are markers.
It's the precursor.
This is amazing.
It's the precursor. It's coming. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
It's play. It's exotic as hell. It's already going to happen. And listen, Jameis and Taysom could be pretty cool. I just don't think – Everybody's saying that Jameis is going to change. I can't get over it. The only change, and I know this sounds like a smoky take, but I fully believe in it. We have seen for years, going back to Tallahassee, the memes and the jokes about Jameis and the squinting and the vision and the limited vision. This gentleman in the offseason had LASIK surgery and came out saying, I can see license plates now. I can read street signs. I've never done that before. That's a pretty big deal for a quarterback.
Yes,
and
I know.
If anybody out there listening has LASIK, it's a game changer. And if that really helps him see better, maybe we do see a new one. I believe in the power of LASIK. I think for the Saints to have a Super Bowl in 2020, that may also need to be Jameis' vision.
I see live people. That's what he's basically saying.
Haley Joel Winston. Yes.
Haley Joel Winston. Use that on Good Morning Football. Go for it. Before I let you go, McConaughey for this week. Dynamite, right? Dynamite. How to be great.
Rich, he shows up exactly like you want. He literally has a glass of wild turkey. He's leaned back. He's got long hair. And he plays the hits. He's going to talk all about how he got the role in The Time to Kill, how he got Dazed and Confused. He has a passionate take that he refuses to wear deodorant, and he will make you believe it is the right move to do. Unbelievable takes on the reconnaissance and how we went from rom-coms to True Detective and Dallas Buyers Club. Just awesome. We played bongos. We literally played bongos and drank whiskey. It was the most fun I've ever had in my life.
So that's dropping today on Ringer and Spotify every single Wednesday. By the way, I was just going back in my brain just to bring this full circle. It was an 0-10 Raiders team that beat a 7-3 Chiefs team in 2014. That was the birth of Latavius Murray for the Raiders.
Now with New Orleans.
He ran for damn near 200 yards against him when he was on the Raiders. It happens. The Raiders and Chiefs, crazy things happen for the Raiders and Chiefs.
This is a great one, Rich.
I'm with you, too. Thanks for the call, Kyle.
Get some pizza, please.
I got it today, and they think that it would stop the train that's about to come, but it's not.
No, that train's taking off. Okay. I know you have a special guest coming up. I cannot wait. I'll be listening.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it. That's all Kyle Brandt. Good Morning Football every single day at 7 Eastern time. He had Blake Shelton on yesterday. You know, Blake's a diehard Cardinals fan. And he loves Good Morning Football. It's great. It's just great to see a tentpole show on NFL Network every single day, every single morning, 7 a.m. Eastern time. All right. Let's take a break. About to hear from an old friend who I reached out to for help. And how do I handle the whole pizza pay no mindless thing yesterday? I know I've got pizzas now, but I didn't when I called this guy up. And he's going to help us. I'll bring him up to speed. That's next on the Rich Eisen Show. A nice, fun surprise for everybody. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in one space with a new virtual room. Collaborate live. Drawing, sharing, and building ideas with everyone on the same page. And make sure more of your team is seen and heard with up to 49 people on screen at once. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams.
You have it now, Rich.
Yeah.
You have it.
Let's just put this all behind us, okay?
You become one of us.
I was not involved in this.
How?
I mean, it's like this now, Rich.
You were involved.
Adam rattled off all the names. Didn't mention my name.
I mean, Brockman is trying to backpedal right now.
Yeah, Dion couldn't backpedal that as well as you are.
You are guilt by association,
man.
Chris.
This guy.
You have nothing to say.
But what did I have to do with it?
TJ, you're too. Well, I said something about maybe you didn't dispute that fact. No, but that was
I never heard that.
Now today you say that, but yesterday you didn't.
That's how it is,
man. See, it's driving a wedge between us. Can't you see this?
Keep talking because I'm making sure that our guest is
was
calling.
Was that the plan, guys? Now we're infighting. We're squabbling.
No, our plan was amazing, executed perfectly.
Yeah, there's only one person.
And now whatever happens next is not on our heads.
That's true.
And so I'm good.
What do you mean it's not on your
hands?
We're clean.
I have exercised the demons.
We had a huge plan and a bit from the beginning, and you walked right into it.
Right into it, like a spider's web.
It worked out amazing.
What, the bit at the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we back on our radio network right now?
Yes,
we are. Thank you, Mike, for paying attention to the rest of the show. I appreciate that.
I'm in a deep conversation.
I appreciate that.
We knew we were on.
Our next guest is a busy man, so I want to make sure that I got the phone number. We're checking our poll question right now. Chris, go for it.
Yeah, so it's the NBA draft tonight. going to be pretty exciting. And so we wanted to hit up Jay Billis and run back the bit we did last week with Daniel Jeremiah. Which fictional basketball player would make the best NBA prospect? Teen Wolf, Warren Coolidge from The White Shadow, Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosiers, Sidney Dean from White Men Can't Jump. Right now, Teen Wolf leads the way, 48%.
Is that amazing or
Teen
what?
Wolf is kind of, if I look back, I bet Teen Wolf has the same percentage as Bobby Boucher, I think. 48%.
Now, what happens to Teen Wolf if they play a day game? Like, yeah. Can he still wolf out?
Great question.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Great question. I think Teen Wolf is going to be load managed.
Excellent.
Is that what it is? Load managed Teen Wolf?
They're going to load manage Teen
during
Wolf
night game.
Day game? During
he's got to sit.
Let's go to Alan Dallas here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Al?
Ow.
I mean, I've heard some craziness before in my day, but you never, ever shut out the boss. It is the Rich Eisen Show, isn't it?
Thank you,
it?
Al. I mean,
these guys aren't the, I mean, you might even, you know, hey, Rich, we're putting in an order. Hey, you know what, boys? We've had a great time. Throw it on the, throw it on the Players Club International card or the Diners Club or whatever.
Diners
you
Club.
Diners Club. Probably an Amex Black. But you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, throw this. These guys, what are they thinking?
That's a good point, Al.
Maybe. Al, you're thinking that we had a huge plan from the get-go. And look, I love it when a good plan comes together come together.
Back,
it did.
Like Elvis versus Patterson, Richard. Elvis
come together, it did. You know, come on now. Give us some credit.
You know what? Exactly. It's one of those things where I was so stunned on the air. And Al, I appreciate you giving me this extra piece of ammunition.
The righteous injustice of shutting out the boss.
Not just that, though. It's, again, how many times have I shown some form of largesse at a dinner table? How many times have I done that? Mike, you could have saved the money.
Richard, I would just assume you have quite often.
Thank you. There's no alligator arm on the check for me.
I have baked ziti. I've made lasagna. I've done multiple things.
Well, on me with the baked ziti.
I take care of the people.
I mean, it was great. I unfortunately couldn't watch live. I was sitting in the car waiting for, doing whatever, and watching that whole thing. I was howling, and I couldn't believe. I mean, Richard, you were just spot on, and I just said to myself, boy, I can't wait to call in tomorrow.
Don Del Tufo has nothing to worry about looking over his shoulder right at this point.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Al. Appreciate
Don Del Tufo doesn't have to watch his back at all.
Don Del Tufo.
I don't even need security.
Has just been said.
I can walk the streets alone.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I planned a caper here that I'm hoping this this person calls in because it was all set and it would be just delightful. So just stand by here.
Is it Pacino?
Standing by.
It is definitely not Pacino.
Is it Pacino?
Michael in Scottsdale, Arizona. You're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Michael?
Hi there, Mr. Eisen. How are you doing?
What's going on?
Okay, I did some cliff notes here. First, what songs for next year? What are your thoughts on that?
Well,
Number two, Jimmy G, get rid of him and get like a 1 or 2 year season quarterback get them back up to speed.
Well, I got to be honest with you, man. Look. I don't know if, and thanks for the call. I just don't know if the Suns are going to be taking anybody over next year, but you have to be excited. You have to be excited with what you saw in the bubble. You have to be excited that Devin Booker could put up 90 on anybody one night. Yeah, now absolutely. Here's Chris Paul to try and help facilitate, right?
Yeah, there was a video going around just this morning that they already worked out together yesterday. So Chris Paul's already in Phoenix, already, started the mentorship with Devin Booker.
Right.
Suns are going to be fun to watch next year.
They're going to be a really fun team. And like you said, Rich, they were the best team in the bubble.
Right.
They were awesome.
They in Portland.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, look, they're playing in the West. Are they going to make the playoffs? Maybe. They could be a 7, 8, 6 seed, something like that.
Definitely.
They're not going to challenge anybody. No one's expecting them to win the West or, compete for the NBA Finals, but they're going to be a really fun team. And they got a nice little big three going with Booker, Paul, and DeAndre Ayton.
Who, they could pull
TJ?
A first-round upset.
July 23rd.
You know what I mean? They could pull a first-round upset.
They could definitely pull a first-round upset. But you know, to expect them to win the NBA championship.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
It's a bit
much. Unless they get Giannis.
No, no, please stop.
No, unless they trade for Giannis.
Could you imagine if the Milwaukee Bucks lost Giannis now? They gave up three first-round draft choices. I mean, those are the draft choices you need if Giannis leaves. I mean,
right. I mean, yeah. Right. Unless they trade Giannis and they get all those picks back.
Well, I guess so.
I guess. But
wouldn't you want to do that now? Like, start now. Use tonight.
Right. I got to think.
Jay Billis said that if this draft took place 5-10 years ago, Jason Wiseman would be number one overall, period, end of story. And we're not even talking about how good LaMelo Ball is or can be, or Anthony Edwards is, you know, one of the best shooting guards you've seen in a while, and he could fill it up, and it's perfect for this day and age and all that. It's just not even a question. So, I mean, now's the time to exact that pick, you know?
And I kind of think you nailed it early in the week when you said that why would they do this if they haven't been in communication, Bucks ownership, Bucks management, with Giannis the whole time. Like, hey, look, here's our plan. We're going to go get Drew Holiday. We're going to try to get Bogdanovich. And if we can, you sign the Supermax. We're set to go. Let's rock and roll.
Right. Well, yeah. Where's the announcement?
Right.
Literally kept scrolling the night that the Holiday trade hit and Bogdanovich is coming. And I kept saying, okay, what's next? Right?
Just a quick check of Shams and Woj, just because you never know.
Right. Like, what's next?
No updates. All right. We're just waiting.
Okay, gents. Now, yesterday, you hurt me. I'll be honest. I can easily say this. The fact that I learned on live television and radio that you guys ordered 12 Lou Malnati's pizzas to be delivered here, and I was not aware of it at all. I learned about it on live TV and radio. I said, where's my take? How could you not even think of me? Now, earlier today, just to bring our next guest a little bit up to speed here, you did give me each a pizza from you. I had to ask for it. I had to basically show my vulnerability on this show and ask for it.
We paid respect.
And again, this show, and I'll just bring everyone up to speed. As you know, we have gone a change here. We're on Peacock now. This is a Rich Eisen Productions production. I am now the CEO of this operation. So I needed to reach out to somebody and ask, how should a CEO handle this with his employees who put him on the Pay No Mind list? Back here on the Rich Eisen Show is Mr. Wonderful himself. Kevin O'Leary.
I have an app I can show.
Are you there, Kevin?
Yes, I'm here, Rich, and I'm here to deliver a very important message to you.
Okay.
The way you should look at this is you are a single-cell amoeba. You are a cockroach. You are a nothing burger in your own organization. Mm-hmm. And the good news, that's not all bad.
Okay.
You have something to work for now. You can move up the feeding chain. It can't get any worse than this. So you only have up. That's it. Look at it that way. The very fact that you're not even on the pizza list, I mean, you're invisible. You're a nobody. I celebrate that because it really should be a motivational speech I'm giving here. Stop being a single-cell amoeba cockroach and move up the feeding chain. Maybe somebody will recognize you walking down the hall one day. You never know.
Well, my intent to have you on here, Kevin, was to give me the ammunition to deal with this with my employees, Kevin. Do you have any advice for me?
Listen, if I owned stock in your company, Rich, I'd fire you right now.
whoa.
Work your way back up. That's the way it's got to be done. Listen, you know I'm Mr. Wonderful for a reason. I tell the truth.
I know.
But I heard that story and I said, wow, that just says it all right there. The pizza index, you're a zero.
Have you ever experienced this in your world of business, Kevin, running a company, ever?
No, I haven't because, you know, I always the way I look at it is you have to be one of the employees to manage the employees and then lead the employees one day. That's the way I look at it. Everybody knows I'm tough, but I'm fair. I'm just having some fun with you. First of all, I would never allow anybody to order a pizza from Chicago when I'm on the West Coast. What is that? That's crazy. That's absolutely nuts. You could save so much money not doing that kind of thing. I don't even let them buy a $2.50 coffee. It's a waste. It costs you 18 cents to make coffee. That's how I make money.
So this is a bad business deal from the beginning, is what you're saying, Kevin. That's what I'm picking up. This is just
everything. There's nothing good about this story. Nothing good about this story. I can't find a silver lining in it anywhere.
So
just a disaster.
So I was wondering, how do I bring up the fact that the one who was paying for everything and was in charge of all of it was the guy who pitched you on the app that you should get on your phone to make sure that your loved one was alive and could ping your phone just because they were alive. What if I told you that that was the guy in charge of the caper, Kevin?
That was a really bad idea, too. was horrific. That was, you know, I remember the bad ones better than the good ones, because I generally invest in the good ones and they go off and they make money for me. That's great. That idea was horrific. I mean, you know, sometimes you have to call it the way it is. Mm-hmm. But I look at it and say to myself, there's always some fantastic new ideas coming. There's always something better coming down the road. I mean, you know, you are the CEO of your company.
Yes,
you got to make sure everybody is doing what you do, because you all want to work together. I heard that story and I thought, I can't even say on the radio what I want to say. That's the thing.
All right, Kevin. Again, do I just keep this in the back of my head moving forward as the CEO of this business, or what would be your last piece of advice about
soul searching? Things like, where did I go wrong? How can I change this? Maybe a walk in the desert for a few hours, you know, that kind of thing. It's just, you're really a little soul searching here, but you're starting at the bottom. That's the way I look at it. So you can only go up.
Okay.
You know, when we talk again, I think things will be better, because it can't get any worse.
Kevin O'Leary, everybody. Thanks for the call, Kevin. I appreciate
it. Wonderful.
You take care of yourself. Thanks for the call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. It's Kevin O'Leary. That didn't go the way I wanted it to go.
It definitely didn't. Worked out for us.
How did it work out for you? Your actions make Kevin O'Leary say that we're such a dumpster fire, he wouldn't want to buy us.
So were they like the Jets?
We're the Jets!
We're the Jets! We have become the Jets?
No.
Your actions left me open for that broadside from Mr. Wonderful.
I mean, you didn't have to call him.
I thought he was going
to
come on and say that, say that I should fire all you guys. Yes. And I try and defend you because I need you guys here every single day, that you didn't get me pizzas makes everybody wonder here if we've got a proper operation.
But we did get you pizzas.
We did. You have them now.
Just a couple hours after we got out.
Yeah, I mean, a couple days. It's a
It's a different day.
And we got a great Rudy bit out of it.
Yeah, I knew it
was
hilarious.
Was it a great Rudy bit?
Yeah,
this song was great for us.
Yeah, it was good for us. This worked.
Being able to play the Rudy song was good.
By the way, we planned all of this.
I couldn't even see. What pizzas did you bring me?
It was planned.
Oh, no, you got good ones.
Pepperoni and sausage.
You got one cheese, one pepperoni, one sausage. Yeah, one of each.
And they're on ice right now, Rich.
You know what?
They're on ice for you.
I don't want your pizzas. How's that for a little O. Henry-like twist?
Rich, but your kids probably.
Yeah. But in actuality, we brought them in for...
Malnati's is delivering more pizzas to Mike's house now.
How many? Do we know?
I don't care.
I mean, if an 18-wheeler like pulls up in front of my house, I mean...
This was tweeted to us today, considering finding new friends.
Yeah, see?
That is awesome.
See, Lou Malnati even thinks that you're bad friends.
Well, that's kind of weird.
And Kevin O'Leary would pass on Rich Eisen Productions right now because of your actions.
Uh-oh.
We hurt the brand?
We hurt the brand.
Like he just said, I'm a single cell. He called me a single cell organism.
Yeah, I didn't follow that. Biology, not the best for me.
Yeah.
He called me the protozoa of hosts.
But my brand went up. 12%. We're up 12% today.
Protozoa of hosts.
I haven't heard that since like ninth grade.
Wasn't a Led Zeppelin song?
Protozoa of hosts. Well, the host protozoa. The host protozoa. Was a deep purple, I think.
Pink Floyd.
My cheeks hurt.
By the way, Rich, I'm gifting my
Kevin
pizza
O'Leary
to the...
just called back into the show, everybody.
I'm gifting my pizza to your kids, by the way. This was for the children.
Yeah, I know.
That was funny.
We are the world. We are the children.
We love you, Rich.
You know what? Your actions of the past 24 hours belie that. I'm not going to lie.
Look, we only roast the ones we love.
I really appreciate that, Mikey.
Who's that? Who said that?
I forget, but they're thanking me for giving
me
pizza.
Gosh. Quentin Richardson, Darius Miles, hour 3, and your phone calls, 844-204-RICH.
What is happening?
You called me the amoeba of hosts.
I don't
Mr.
know
Wonderful.
I don't know.
I was in the crosshairs like you were. Oh, man.
That was funny.
I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
I never laughed harder in my life. Because I looked at TJ when you. When Adam said it, Rich.
When those glasses came off, it was a rat.
When the glasses came off, I'm like, this is
How about the dude who made the gif of that last night? Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah, maybe the glasses coming off. I know. By the way, I show my age whenever I text you. Like,
by the way,
can you put this on my phone for me?
Rich didn't know that you can screen record on your phone. I got to show him.
No, he showed me that too. Do you
know how to do that?
I learned how to do it.
Yeah, he showed me that.
I didn't even know that was a possibility.
Yeah. And now with the new operating system, you can crop the video so you don't have the. You can make it so it's just the video.
Oh no, you could do that.
You could do that.
I thought the new operating system was don't do it. You told us the other day,
No,
on a computer, not on the phone.
Oh, on the computer.
I meant your home computer. Your home computer.
All right.
You always wait.
Tech news. Tech news.
At the top of the hour.
On the streamer. Tech news. Yeah, tech news on the sevens.
I really appreciate that, Mikey.
Who is that?
I don't know. I have no idea. That was a drop.
Amazing.
Boy, I'm just.
What a week.
Taking some L's here.
What a week.
Hour three coming up. Chris Brockman's news update and Quentin Richards and Darius Miles. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in a new virtual room, collaborate live, building ideas on the same page, and see more of your team on screen at once. Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.